Kevy, your old mate Ricky stirring the pot again.
Yeah, he's had a bit to say, hasn't he? But probably, excuse me, rightly so too, I reckon, because that game, I mean, there's a few incidents throughout that game that I thought were poorly policed by the referees, particularly the Billy Slater one. I thought that's an instant send-off. I mean, when is it an instant send-off when things like that happen? It was ridiculous.
Mm. Well, that's the biggest debate that we come out this morning, Kevy. It's should it have been sent off, and you're saying yes.
Yeah, instant send off. I mean, well, if that's not a send off, then what is? I mean, Billy was knocked senseless. I mean, there was a fair bit of intent in it as well.
Yeah.
Not intent, but like it was a bad incident. So I mean, if people watching that, you would think that's an instant dismissal.
Yeah.
I would have thought, but anyway.
It's been referred directly to the judiciary, Kevy. If he gets, look, he probably won't, but if he got between 6 to 8, you'd be hard to argue against.
No, that's right. And, well, the other thing would have been, like, I mean, I think Munster got 10 minutes in the sin bin for an incident that was a little bit petty, you know, holding down or something. And so the Storm are losing players because of minor incidents, yet the other mobs stay with their 13. I mean, anyway, the judiciary will handle it, and luckily the Storm won the game in the end, you know, so life goes on. But
but in the honesty test, Kevy, in the honesty test, with Ricky with his hand on his heart, do you truly believe he sits there believing the referees cost him the game?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think the players themselves, the way they played, sort of cost them the game. That's been the story of their season, the Raiders. They've been very close, but just not quite good enough, and little mistakes here and there throughout their game, little penalties. This sort of lack of discipline has sort of been the one that's cost the Raiders this year for most part of it. They had some really tight games as well, which has been a bit unlucky for them, but there's been other occasions when they, you know, could have, with a little bit of discipline, could have got away with the game.
You talk about, it's hard as a coach to watch from the sideline, and Kevy, you're sitting there, you're living it, watching these decisions go around. But that play the ball, the final try to the Storm to get them to that 20-16, it was just farcical. And you sit there, and that's where I understand the supporters of the Raiders continually are saying, "Hey, come on, give us a fair go here. Like it's just wrong."
Yeah, the play the ball has got way out of control. The old days, and I'm saying the old days, when I was coming through the junior ranks, which was many moons ago, this is the 70s, one of the first things you were taught was how to play the ball correctly. You had to get up and stand on both feet and then place the ball on the ground and then then use your foot to roll the ball back to the dummy half. That happens, I reckon, would it happen once in every set of six, that correct play the ball situation? So it's just got beyond the referee's control. They've got to pin it right back now. Pull it right back, make the players get to their feet, put a bit more accountability on the person with the football to get up and play it rather than, you know, we see a lot of hands around the football and that's okay. Still your objective to get up and play the ball. I think that would solve a lot of the problems and a lot of the issues around that area in our game. It's become a joke, really. I agree with you, Berkey.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, though, Kevy, and say, would that not just slow the game down too much? Because they want to play fast.
But
no, well, it's up to the players to control the speed of the game then, isn't it? I mean, you're taught as a kid as well to get up and play the ball as quickly as you can, but you've got to do it properly and authentically. And if you can't do that, well, you either lose possession or you give away penalties.
Yep.
It's pretty simple for mine. The players will still get up. Put the onus back on the players, you know, to have a bit more control around there, and I'm sure they'll tidy it up. And the coaches will be in their ear. Mate, you've got to get up quick and play the ball. I want you to play the ball as quick as you can, but don't lose it. You know, that's pretty simple for mine.
Yep. 2 years ago, I said hallelujah when we saw the email put to all the clubs saying they're going to police the play the ball.
Mm.
And then, of course, it's been downhill since then. And I tweeted yesterday, Kevy, poor old, I think it was Mitch Moses, he actually tried. He actually tried to play the ball correctly, and he sort of knocked it forward, and he got pinned. And I think, well, there you go. There's a reason why a coach would say just roll the ball back.
No, well, again, but again, that was Mitch's. That's his responsibility.
I agree.
Correctly.
Yeah. I know.
We get into that system with our players. It's going to solve a lot of the problems around the play the ball.
Yeah.
You'd hate to think, you know, something in a bigger end of season game was decided on, you know, on a on a situation like we saw over the week. I think it's the worst it's been over the weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mate, not that you care, but New South Wales Rugby League Board had a meeting on Friday. It appears that the storyline coming out of it is Laurie might get another year. I don't know whether too many other people are putting their hand up. You've crushed the confidence of everybody, Kevy. What do you think Laurie will do? Have you got any indication?
I'd be expecting him to take that year if that's the path he desires. I mean, I think he's done a tremendous job. Regardless, people, you know, New South Wales have made some big improvements. They've won a series under Laurie. And the other situation is, who's the next person to come in and coach New South Wales?
Right.
I mean, they've got to start again, whereas Laurie's made some great headway, I would have thought. He said, I know how passionate, and people talk about the passion and the culture of New South Wales. Well, I played against Laurie Daly for about 6 or 7 years at Origin level, and he was the toughest competitor at Origin level that I ever played against. Him and Glenn Lazarus were the two. So, you know, I don't get it when, you know, the New South Wales fans and supporters and the like, you know, have a crack at the culture of New South Wales, when Laurie Daly is the biggest exponent that I've seen, you know, certainly through my era anyway. I mean, I think he's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, he's certainly got some resolve, that's for sure, and some persistence, I suppose you say. Kevy, what about persistence? The Broncos moved to third after crushing the Bulldogs on Friday night. They moved to $7.50 to win the comp.
Yeah, look, I think the Broncos, whilst they're playing good enough to win, I think there's a bit more go in the Broncos. I think they can challenge the better teams at the end of the season, particularly the teams like the Storm and the Sharks. I think they've got enough strike in them. And their forwards, whilst they're not a giant sort of team, they certainly get out there and get the job done. Guys like Adam Blair and Matt Gillett and Josh Maguire, these sort of players, Joe Offa-Hengawi, these guys really know how to rip in and get the job done so that, you know, the halves, I mean, Milford and Hunter are as good as any running around in the competition. And then you've got Jimmy the Jet out wide. He's very hard to handle. Give him a bit of space and away he goes, which we saw against, you know, the Bulldogs. I thought the Bulldogs tried hard on Friday night, but the Broncos just too classy in the end of. They ran up a bit of a score against them, which was disappointing for the Bulldogs because that probably does mean the end of their season as well. And it did a man of league blokes with Des Hasler up here in Brisbane on the Friday. And he was still, you know, says there's still some life in the Bulldogs, but they've got to win virtually all of their games now to sneak through into the finals, which would be a big effort from the Bulldogs.
Mate, no Jonathan Thurston. The Cowboys have put 4 straight wins. That's all good for you as a Queensland Origin coach, mate. They just keep performing.
They do. And, you know, I think Gavin Cooper has been one that has... I mean, Michael Morgan's got a lot of credit for what's happening up there, but also I think their captain, Gavin Cooper, has taken a really strong leadership role. And Thierry Martin has come along beautifully as well. They picked him up mid-season about a month ago, and he's really slotted into that number 6 jumper beautifully. I think he's got a big future there with the Cowboys, and certainly with the World Cup looming at the end of the year, he'll find himself in that New Zealand jumper, no doubt.
Mate, last one I'm going to talk about. Obviously, that's coming up, that World Cup. Just before we go, Kevy, Dragons Manly. Did you see this coming? 30-0 at halftime?
Nah, not at all. I mean, the Dragons have been asleep for the last couple of weeks, and they came to roar, didn't they, down at Wynn Stadium on yesterday, that game was. So, look, I think the Dragons are the real deal. I think they've come a long way this year under Paul McGregor, and I think now that they can see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel with the finals looming, I can expect them to finish off the season really nicely and stay in the 8. A lot of people tipping them to be the ones to bow out, but I think they've shown enough this year, and that was without Dugan, of course, to maintain their position somewhere in that top 8 or top 6 even, I think, the Dragons for sure.
Kevy, you're a good man. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Enjoy the day.
We will. Kevy Wardle's there, Queensland Origin coach, and saying that Laurie Daly still the best man for the job, and if he doesn't do it, who is?
Who's next?
Who's next?